Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The regular NFL season is over. After a 26-6 victory over the New York Jets at a frigid Gillette Stadium yesterday, the Patriots again are the top team in the AFC going into the playoffs. As the top seed, the Pats will skip the playoffs next weekend and advance straight to the second round. All their playoff games up to the Super Bowl will be played at home. Coach Bill Belichick is looking forward to the bye week.
We don't know who we're going to play. We're not going to know that for till the weekend. But in the meantime, there are things that we can do that will help us no matter who we play. And those are some of the things that we'll take a look at.
Joining us this morning to size up the regular season finale and look at the team's playoff hopes is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in this early. First, a few questions about yesterday's game. How did the cold affect the game? It was frigid.
Well, first of all, you have to tip your cap to the fans who came out for the game because that was definitely a cold one. And we saw that Tom Brady wore a scuba suit under his uniform, which is always so interesting how he decides to manage the cold. He said it was one of the coldest games he's ever played in, similar to a playoff game back in 2003 against the Titans. And really what we saw was the receivers had a tough time catching the ball, and throwing to the open end of the stadium was a bigger challenge.
Mm-hmm. The Patriots had a new player on the field. First, they have the league's oldest offensive player, 40-year-old Tom Brady, and they now have the league's oldest defensive player, 39-year-old linebacker James Harrison, and he was cut just last week by the Steelers. Tell us how he did in his first game as a Patriot.
He did very well, and James Harrison is, he had that picture in the locker room when he was next to Tom Brady, and he said, "I finally found a player, a teammate who's older than me," and that got a laugh out of everyone, and he sort of ended the game with a bang, with two straight sacks when the Jets were had to throw the ball, so he was able to just sort of get after the quarterback, and that's exactly what the Patriots have needed. The ability to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and he's also a very strong physical player at the line of scrimmage. So he really added a lot in a short period of time because he just got there last Tuesday.
And overall, only three losses this season for the Patriots, but there have been some injuries, and some of those games were really close. I mean, how good is the team, especially compared to the team that won the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, they're not as good, and that's one of the things that I've talked about with people, fans that I run into at the stadium. Well, this Patriots team isn't as good as maybe some past Patriots teams they've had. It's been good enough this year because the rest of the teams around the league, they've gone down a little bit too. So when I look at this as we look forward, anything's possible for this Patriots team. I mean, they could lose in this next playoff round when they play their game, or they could be all the way in Minnesota to the Super Bowl. Really, anything is possible this year.
Now, the other AFC playoff teams, the Steelers, Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, Tennessee Titans, and for the first time in 17 seasons, my home team, Buffalo Bills. Which ones do you think will present the toughest challenges for
the
Patriots?
Congratulations to your Bills. What a great scene that was out in Western New York. The first time they've been in the playoffs since 1999, so that was great to see. But it'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers, in my opinion, that would be the toughest challenge for the Patriots. And we saw that December 17th when the two teams played out in Pittsburgh. The difference this time would be that the game would be in Foxborough, but I think that would be a very tough game for the Patriots. Otherwise, I think the biggest challenge would be themselves, because when they play their game, they can beat anyone.
Okay, so prediction time. How far are they going to go, Mike?
Well, I'll put them in Minnesota just because I believe in them, and they have Tom Brady, who's still playing at a high level, Bill Belichick, and I do believe playing at home is a big difference for them.
Okay, well, they next play Saturday, January 13th, and we'll talk with you then.
Look forward to it.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis here on WBUR. Happy New Year again, Mike.
Thank you.